96.1 KZL. That's the latest from John Mayer. Another love song from John called Love on the Weekend. Pretty song. He's cool. You know, from the Dead down to all the gorgeous gals he's dated, to the cool songs, to the way he plays guitar. John Mayer there and Love on the Weekend. Time for us to stroll down Interview Alley. We are pleased to say hello this morning to a young lady that goes by the name of Linda Duffy. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Great to talk to you this morning.
Terrific. Pleasure to talk to you.
That young lady intro. That's awesome.
You are part of the Winter Music Festival that's going to take place, the fourth annual fest, at Max Restaurant and Nightclub on Saturday night. So we're looking forward to the night of great music. Just six bands, you know, just going to be a great night of music. And thank you for being a part of it.
Oh, sure. The Etta James Tribute Band was an idea thought of last year, and I wanted to put it together, but too many things happening last year that prevented it, so it seemed like it fit right in with the Winter Music Festival.
For sure. We're speaking of the Etta James Tribute, which is part of the big festival on Saturday night. What can you tell us about Etta James? What do you want to say about that great talent?
Well, you know, she was born in 1938. A lot of people don't know this. Her real name is Jamesetta Hawkins. And then she changed her name around when she was in her teens to Etta James. That makes sense. Jamesetta to Etta James. And it stuck. She did go steady with B.B. King at the age of 16. She's a phenomenal soul singer. Went to jazz a little later on. Won a lot of awards. Her first album to hit the charts and go sky high was At Last. Had a traumatic childhood, just traumatic, and then, of course, traumatic use of drugs. But, you know, because of that, you become what Etta James became. She's deep down in her heart and soul. She's saying, and she's saying awesome, and there's nobody like her. So, you know, I've been listening to her music for a long time. She taught many people how to growl, and it's just I've been listening to her and singing with her stuff for a long time, so I just wanted to do a tribute to Etta James because she's rocking.
That is so cool. Also known as Miss Peaches, and it broke my heart to read about her personal problems. Of course, addicted to heroin, severe physical abuse.
Well, who wasn't, though, back in the day?
Severe physical abuse, incarceration, and, I mean, really, at the time... But then made a comeback and really is etched in there, you know, her style. And I think it's the coolest that you guys are going to do a tribute to her.
Yeah, and I can't believe she's been gone since 2012 already.
I know.
That's a long time. Yeah. You know, she came up through the ranks. She was singing in churches at the age of four. And I mean, she did a lot of things early in life. She's had a traumatic life, but through it all, she came out, and she came out singing the truth about things. You know, she's a singer.
Taught B.B. King a thing or two, was my guess.
Oh, I'm sure she
did. A strong woman. You, along with, and maybe you can mention all or some of the rest of the ladies that are going to be a part of this, and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you guys are going to be doing with the Etta James Tribute.
I would love to. You know, it's an all-star band, period. The band members and the singers are also band members. And you know, the voice is an instrument. So the all-star lineup for singers is Vicki Stevens. She's an incredible soul singer, rocking it. Many awards. Karen Lovely out of Portland is an incredible singer. Smokey Blues, Joe Bro from this area. A lot of people know her. Kicking on stage all the time. Barbara Healy, well-known blues singer. Deb Cleveland, well-known blues singer. And then myself. So it's a rocking group of women singing Etta James. And some of the songs, and I'll just kind of, whatever gets you through the night is one, I'd Rather Go Blind, St. Louis Blues, Tell Mama. I want to ta-ta you, baby, groove me. Just want to make love to you. Something's got a hold on me. Damn your eyes, step into my fire. Got it bad, that ain't good. Hoochie Coochie Gal. That's some of the music they're going to hear. Some of these things people have not heard before. She just did so many different songs. And so we've got a variety of the best singers in the area, in my opinion, and the star all-star band with us is Paul Biondi. Everybody knows that sax player. Awesome dude. Gus Russell, well-known. These guys are phenomenal players. Justin Shepage, I don't know if I'm spelling or saying his name right, but he knows like 10, 12 different instruments. He's our bass player. Claudia Page in from San Francisco. She moved here recently. She's a world beat drummer. She's played with the best. And Ben Rice, of course, people know, hot dude. He's going to be the lead guitarist. So we've got a big band backing us and big voices coming out front. And this place is going to be rocking with music. It's going to burn the house down. This area, due to, you know, recent events around the world, but also the rain and everything, needs some uplifting, and this is going to be it, so don't miss it, man.
Well, we'll certainly feed off your enthusiasm, and this is going to be one to remember for sure. An incredible performance, a tribute to Etta James. Just part of six bands, one building, one ticket price gets you all six different bands, unique styles. Linda, thank you for sharing some time with us about what's going to happen on Saturday night. We so look forward to seeing you up on stage, girl.
I look forward to it, too, and, you know, we're backing up each other. I just want to say one more thing. I am dedicating this band, this tribute band, to Dr. Edwin Leon Coleman, the second who just passed recently. He's been an influence to all of us people here and the community. He's awesome. He did play with Etta James at times. So, you know, this is his kind of music and his kind of situation. We're going to miss him out there in the audience, and he probably would come up on stage. But anyway, it's going to be an awesome event. Don't miss it, folks.
Terrific. And I hope you'll maybe take it on the road, maybe take it up to Portland or Seattle or San Fran.
Yeah, the plan is brewing in that direction, yes.
Good deal. Linda, thank you again for sharing some of Saturday night's highlights. And again, we'll look forward to seeing you and everybody on stage. Keep up the good work, and thanks for joining us on KZL.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All there.
Okay, and I believe we'll be checking in with Paul tomorrow, so we'll get his take, and then we'll get ready for Saturday night, the Winter Music Festival at Max Restaurant and Nightclub. Linda, take care of yourself, and again, thanks so much.
Yeah, we're on the main stage upstairs. You start about 7 o'clock.
All righty. Terrific. Okay, well, now we can count Ty Curtis yesterday, Linda Duffy today, and we'll put a wrap on it tomorrow with Paul Biondi.
Great. Thank you, guys.
All right. You take care of yourself.
Yes, definitely.
All right. You can check all the details at Max Restaurant and Nightclub online or in person at 1626 Willamette Street right here in Eugene. We will have more tickets to give away for Winterfest tomorrow. Just keep it here on the one and only KZL.